Church congregations across the country have periodically experienced conflict over scripture teaching and LGBT issues. Bloomington Normal is no exception. This year, one of Bloomington's most active congregations, St. John's Lutheran, lost about 10% of its members. GLT's Judy Valente reports on the issue that divided the congregation and the lessons the St. John's experience holds for other Protestant churches.
It's a Sunday morning service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Bloomington. About 200 people gather before a simple, unadorned altar to sing hymns, pray, listen to a sermon, and share communion in a long tradition of Lutheran worship. But something has changed at this sprawling stone church, known for its outreach to youth, the elderly, and the poor. The community of 1,300 is trying to heal. About 100 longtime members left St. John's earlier this year. The issue that divided the congregation? Same-sex marriage. The struggle began when a same-sex couple who had attended the church for years sought to marry there.
You know, they feel St. John's is their home, their church home, and while they had been together as a couple for a number of years, they wanted and desired to be married in their church.
That's Chris Magnuson, president of the St. John's Church Council. The council decided to allow the marriage. The decision sparked an intense debate within the congregation over what Scripture teaches about marriage.
There were certainly many people that are passionate on both sides of the issue, so there was going to be a fallout either way.
Those who left St. John's formed a new congregation, Faith Lutheran Church. They now worship in a meeting room at the Eastland Suites Hotel in Bloomington. The services at both churches are virtually identical. The theology is not.
How did this happen? Faith Lutheran Church of McLean County. How did this even happen?
That's Faith Church's pastor, Brian Gulk, who used to be the senior minister at St. John's. He left St. John's after its council decided to allow same-sex marriage at the church. He's heard here in a Facebook recording of his first sermon to his new congregation.
I'll tell you how it happened. There were a group of people in this community who experienced what Bill Hybels calls holy discontent. You were experiencing the Holy Spirit, and God was calling you to create something new.
Faith Church also broke with the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the national association of which St. John's is part. In a 2009 statement called Human Sexuality, Gift, and Trust, the Evangelical Lutheran Church permitted ministers in same-sex relationships to serve the church. The ELCA also leaves it up to individual congregations to decide whether to sanction same-sex marriages.
But we need a church that's different than every other church in the community.
Faith Church is now part of an association called Lutheran Churches in Mission for Christ. It follows a more conservative theology, including the view that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. Gulk describes the kind of congregation Faith Lutheran aims to be.
We're not just going to read God's Word and ponder them. We're not going to just read God's Word and think about them. We're not going to just read God's Word and consider and say, hey, what do you think?
Many in the St. John's congregation see the issue differently. Council President Magnuson says the church wants to send a message of acceptance and inclusion, something St. John's members say is the heart of Christian teaching.
People interpret the Bible differently. There's respect for both points of view in terms of interpretation. Where it's kind of sad to me is where that divides us as Christians.
One area where St. John's Faith Lutheran Churches do agree is on the importance of children's ministry. Here's the children's choir of St. John's singing the traditional African-American spiritual, Children Go Where I Send Thee.